Welcome to American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you'll hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you'll get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. American Acapella is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. If you purchased any vehicle from Hyundai of Newport and your car needs servicing, they'll come to your house or work and drop off a loaner car for you anywhere within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. Start your fun day in Newport with Hyundai of Newport. Visit HyundaiofNewport.com. Now, here are the hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Welcome to another episode of American Acapella, show number 119. And Jamie, our new format seems to be working out pretty well. We're on for one-hour shows.
We are?
One-hour shows. Yep, we are. The end of the last Sunday of the month, the end of every month. And that's a pretty neat thing. People can remember that. And I've heard a lot of people tell me that they appreciate the new time slot.
Yep, and they like the podcast as well. So
right, they have the opportunity to listen online. How do they do that, Jamie?
They can go to AmericanAcapella.com, or they can just visit Classical959.com, and there's a podcast tab up at the top. Just click on that. You'll see American Acapella, and then find the play button.
There you go. So simple as that. Last week, I had the privilege of judging an acapella contest, and I just wanted to give some shout-outs to the people in Newport that hosted this event. It was a collegiate acapella invitational, and it was a great event. The theater it was held in was at the International Tennis Hall of Fame Theater, and it was packed. It was unbelievable, standing room only, and a couple of great groups were there from Boston College, and the Heightsmen of Boston College were the winners of the event, and Acoustics, which is a male and female group from Boston College, was second. So great singing was there. Congratulations to all who participated. I was hoping to have recordings, but maybe we'll get them on next month.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, we'll do that. This month we are featuring two groups from Connecticut. As a matter of fact, from
the very smart groups.
Two very smart groups from the same university in Connecticut. It's that place with the, what's that club that they have there that The Skull and Bones, is that it?
I don't know. We don't talk about it, do we?
Okay,
is it
no,
one of those?
We shouldn't talk about that. But Yale University and
yep, we have the world-famous Whiff and Poofs.
Probably one of the most famous and oldest a cappella groups around.
Right, and the Yale Alley Cats.
All right. And then mixed into that, we're going to be featuring the current international champions of the Sweet Adelines organization, Martini Quartet. They are.
You have martinis?
They're Shaken, Stirred, and Crowned. At least that's the name of their.
It's the group. You don't have martinis
no,
here.
No, no. That's the name of their CD, Shaken, Stirred, and Crowned. So we'll be listening to songs from them. But, you know, Jamie, we're gonna miss St. Patrick's Day because our next show will be on after St. Patrick's Day.
So we should be drinking now.
Well, I wasn't thinking about the drinking part, but you seem to have that on the mind. I was thinking about the song part. So I thought we would start with a song that Martini has on their CD, which is an Irish tune. So let's start with How Are Things in Glacamora.
Such a fine day, what a lovely day, takes me to a place far away. Glacamora, is brook still even there? Does it still run down to Donnycove through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glacamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with the twinkling eye come smiling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the each lad that comes a-sighing to Rattray. How are things in Glacamora this fine day?
There you have Martini singing How Are Things in Glacamora. Pretty neat song, neat arrangement.
I still think we should be drinking.
They sing very high, don't they?
Very high.
Very high. We'll tell you more about Martini a little bit later, but now we'll give the Poofs a chance to do a little Irish tune.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Whiffin' Poofs, which the Whiffin' Poofs started in 1909. So if that wasn't long ago.
What else happened in 1909, Jamie?
I was not born.
The Lincoln Penny came out in 1909.
Did it really?
See that?
Were you alive then?
I was. I remember Victor D. Brenner was the designer. I don't know why that came to mind.
Wow. Wow. To the Whiffin' Poofs.
Here we go.
And we're going to do a song. I actually sang this song when I was auditioning for Boston University. It's a beautiful song. Kind of goes along with the Irish theme. It's called Down by the Sally Gardens.
Down by the Sally Gardens, my love and I did meet. She passed the Sally Gardens on little snow-white feet. She bid me take love easy as the leaves grow on the tree. But I, being young and foolish, with her did not agree. Far from the peaceful village, my love and I did go. And to the far horizon, she turned her snow-white brow. As the rose grows with the I was young and foolish, and now am full of tears.
That is a beautiful song. And the Whiffin' Poofs, as I said, were founded in 1909. They actually began as a senior quartet and then expanded. Now every year, 14 senior Yale men are selected to be in the Whiffin' Poofs, which are known as the Whiffs.
Right. I think a lot of the actual a cappella groups of the day were almost always quartets. It wasn't until a little bit later on that they started adding voice parts to the same four parts they were singing.
And they've been on, you know, they've been on Saturday Night Live, they've been on 60 Minutes, and, you know, The West Wing, and most recently, a couple of years ago, The Sing-Off that was on NBC. But one of the songs that is the most popular of theirs is the Whiffin' Poofs song, which is kind of their theme song.
Which almost everybody can sing along with if they like.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll sing along with the Whiffin' Poofs song, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of American A Cappella.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the Whiffin' Poofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing casts its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well, shall I wasting and mavourneen and the rest. We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last.
Then we'll
pass and be forgotten with the rest. We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We are little black sheep who have gone astray. Ba, ba, ba. Gentlemen songsters off on a spree, damned from here to eternity. God, have mercy on such as we. Ba, ba, ba.
You're listening to American A Cappella on WCRI, and we've been talking about the Whiffin' Poofs, Jamie, and heard their theme song just a few minutes ago.
Yes, and this song was actually published in sheet music form in 1909, but it was also sung by Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, Count Basie, Perry Cuomo, the Statler Brothers, and countless others. So it's a little bit of a popular song out
Absolutely.
There.
I think I fall into the countless others category.
Really?
I've sung the song. Yeah,
it's a good song.
So have you sung the song?
No, I have not.
Oh, well, so you should have sung along the last time, and you could have been part of the countless others.
Right, that's true.
That would be cool.
I probably would have been listed, and then it would have been countless others.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. I forgot about that. What song do you want the Poofs to sing next?
Well, I think this might be a good transition to what we might be going to after the Whiffin' Poofs, but let's listen to Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Okay, I can't wait for this transition.
Are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here at your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Do all, 'cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. So many times I've let you down. So many times I fooled around. I tell you, girl, now they don't mean a thing. Everywhere I go, I'll think of you. Every song I sing, I'll sing for you. When I come home, I'll bring your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Then I'll be on my way. Just dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave you. About the times when I won't have to say. Just kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane.
Now, Leaving on a Jet Plane, old favorite song of mine. I sang that actually in high school, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
That's how old that song is.
That's a great song.
Now, I can't wait for this transition you were going to give me. What's Leaving on a Jet Plane got to do with the Alley Cats?
Yes, the Yale Alley Cats, these poor, poor guys who don't get out much,
right,
are performing in Switzerland and Germany during their spring vacation in March. So just in a week or so, they'll
be leaving on a jet plane.
On a jet plane to Switzerland and Germany.
Well, unless they take a slow boat to China or something.
They could.
Yeah.
They could. So let's hear another song from the Alley Cats.
Well, no, this would be the first.
Oh, we didn't play one from them
before?
No,
We've been poofing.
Okay, right. Let's hear our first song from the Alley Cats. Let's hear All the Things You Are.
I love that song. That's usually what you say, so I figured I'd say it first.
Good.
You are the promise, Jesus, free.
Things I've got to say, Jamie, your groups that you've selected this time are very mellow.
Yeah, very mellow. They're very nice. But yeah. these are the guys that girls want, because not only do they sound good singing, but they're extremely smart. So
you've mentioned that a couple times.
Well, yeah. I'm just,
how do you know they're smart? I mean, maybe they got, you know.
It's Yale.
Well, does that, oh, that means they're smart?
Well, I hope so.
Okay. So if any of them are listening, they can text you or email you and tell you how smart they are.
Text me your IQ.
All right. That'll be a good little thing, a little contest. Who has the highest IQ in the Whiff and Poofs or in the Yale Alley Cats? Let's get back to Martini and the current international champions of the Sweet Adelines organization. They're an interesting combination, because if you go to their website, which is martinicortet.com, you will find out they have an interesting history of how they started and where they come from. Jamie, you've got a little bit of info there about just give us their first names, part, and where they're from.
Okay. Tenor is Corinna, and she is from, we just said this, where is she from?
She's from Vancouver, I believe, area.
Yes, right? Working in Greater Vancouver.
There you
British
go.
Columbia. Then we have Martini Lead is Michelle.
And she's from Atlanta.
Atlanta
so area.
Very
anyway.
Close to Vancouver, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, about 3,000 miles away.
The baritone is Deanne, and Deanne lives in Wisconsin.
And it sings with the Melodeers, I believe, in the Chicago area.
And then Martini Bass is Shannon. And Shannon is...
back in the Vancouver area.
Back in the Vancouver area. So
now, we've had Shannon on our program before, because she's a past queen. She sang with Brava.
Oh, yeah, Brava. That's right.
Who's been in the Rhode Island, done shows in Rhode Island.
So how do they get together? I mean, they're...
they leave on a jet plane.
Well, yeah.
Oh, see, that's nice, my segue.
Nice. That's great. Let's move on. So how do they get together? I mean, they're so far... but a lot of barbershop quartets do the same thing.
You mean male quartets.
Male quartets, right.
Yeah, I would say that a lot of them nowadays just get together, they do a show, and they work out a rehearsal schedule around the show, so that if they're singing in Dallas and they get there a day early or stay a day late and rehearse.
Right, and they just... yeah.
That helps defray some
24 hours of pure singing.
So, yeah, what we should do is we should get some of these groups tied in with the Yale guys, because they're probably not only smart, they're probably rich.
That's true.
And they could front all of that transportation.
That's true.
You know, that
That's
type
true.
Of thing. So we've worked just about everything out here, I think. But let's get to a Martini song that's on their CD called Hooked on a Feeling.
Auga chaga uga chaga uga 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 chaga uga chaga
uga chaga uga chaga uga uga chaga deep inside of me. Boy, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know everything's all right, and I'm hooked on a feeling. Ooh, I'm believing that you're in love with me. Ba 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 da 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 da, ba ba da da. Lips as sweet as candy, the taste stays here with me, with me. Boy, you've got me thirsty for another martini. I've got it bad for you, babe, but I don't need a care, no cure. I'll just stay addicted and hope I can endure all the good love when we're all alone. You're the one, boy, how you turn me on, and I'm hooked on a feeling. Ooh,
as your Ooga Chukka for all you Ooga Chukka fans.
Ooga Chukka. Now, we're going to go back to the Alley Cats, Yale Alley Cats. Now, this group started in 1943, and it started with four founding members. So wow. Just like you said, it was normally quartets that expanded into these bigger groups. But
you want to know something about 1943?
Yes, I would.
The Lincoln Penny actually was produced in a different material that year during the war. Oh, go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Moving on. So we're going to hear another song from the Yale Alley Cats. Let's listen to the song called The Only Living Boy in New York.
Well, The Only Living Boy in New York. It's an interesting theory.
Really? It would be nice if the rest is all female.
Well, I suppose, but we'll listen to that and then take another break and be back with more of American Acapella.
Tom, get your plane right on time. I know your part'll go fine. Fly down to Mexico. I need on the weather report. Oh, well, I can gather all the news I need on the weather report. Hey, I've got nothing to do today but smile, da-da.
On American Acapella, and we've been listening to three groups today, two from Connecticut, the Yale Alley Cats and the Whiffen Poofs, and then the international champions of Swiatalines, Martini Quartet. And I have to correct something I said earlier.
Yes, we got a phone call.
I'm getting a little old. They are not the current champions. The current champions, who I should know very well, is Touche. Martini was the 2012 champion. It's the way they date things sometimes. It gets me a little messed up.
No, but, I agree.
But anyway, they are champions of Swiatalines. They are not the current ones. My apologies to Touche, who are the current ones, and maybe we'll get a recording of them and
absolutely
get them on the show.
Absolutely. We need a Touche CD.
A Touche CD.
Chan.
Is that French?
It sounds better than when you had the microphones off.
Well, that's right. When I came back from the break, I had the microphone off. You didn't hear me make any mistakes.
Some of our best stuff is with the microphones off.
All right. We are now back to what we're going to be doing, which is listening to another Whiff and Poof song. And let's since I'm not operating the buttons too well here, maybe we should segue into Operator.
Oh, Operator, this is a good song, yeah. This song, you know, when you need a higher power, you might need an operator to get in touch with the man upstairs. So this is a great song by the Whiff and Poofs called Operator.
Operator, give me information. Information. Give me long distance, long distance. Give me heaven.
2, 3. Oh, operator.
Operator.
Information. Give me Jesus.
Give me Jesus on the line.
I'd like to speak to
a friend of mine.
Prayer is the number and faith is the exchange. Heaven is the street and Jesus is his name. Operator, information, please give me Jesus
on the line.
Operator, information, please tell me why I waited so long. Don't try to tell me what number to call. But oh, my mama called this number when I was very small. But every time she dialed, she always got the call. Operator, information, please, sir. Now give me Jesus on the line. Operator, information.
Made famous by Manhattan Transfer.
Yeah, it's a good song. And then all these songs for the Whiff and Poofs are off the Best Whiff and Poofs Ever CD. And the ones we're playing from the Alley Cats are from Ghost of a Chance CD. But a lot of people wonder, they always say, Whiff and Poofs. You know, where'd that name come from? Well, it's actually...
From the tables down at Maury's?
From the tables down at Maury's. It actually originated in 1908. From the opera Little Nemo by Victor Herbert, which was based on a comic strip known as Little Nemo in Slumberland.
So it wasn't a fish back then, as Little Nemo is now, right?
Correct, right? I don't know.
Wasn't Nemo the fish?
I mean, Nemo's a fish now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
What was the comic strip?
I don't know. You're supposed to know these things. You've got the website stuff.
Moving on.
All right, all right. So Little Nemo, huh? We'll
right,
have
Little
to
Nemo.
Check that out. If anybody knows, they can email us, or they can comment on anything they'd like to, or correct
right, they
us.
Can,
or...
They can comment on AmericanAcapella.com right underneath each of the podcasts, but you can also email us, as always, at WCRI@classical959.com. And remember, some lucky folks won tickets to see Rockapella last month.
Absolutely. And I had a nice email from one of the people that won and saying it was a great show. And
almost didn't happen with that storm that we had.
I know. But I had an interesting comment from, they loved the opening act. The opening act was G20 out of Fall River, Mass., a group of young men that sing mostly in the barbershop style.
Just across the river from me.
Yeah, just down the river a piece there. And they did a great job, according to this person who witnessed it. For her, it was the highlight of the show, was G20 over Rockapella. What do you think about that?
As long as Rockapella's not listening, I agree. If Rockapella's listening, I don't think so.
No. So back to Martini. We'll stay in our gospel.
You can never have too many martinis.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe you can, but this one is a good one.
Ask Gail.
All right. I will do that. I'll check with her. She's more of a martini person than me. But this is another gospel tune, so we'll stay in that vein, called Hallelujah.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. But you needed proof. You saw him standing on the roof. His beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. And from your lips he drew somebody.
Well, Jamie, we've got time for two more tunes, so I'm going to quickly go to another martini song.
See? Another martini.
Too many martinis.
Too many tumanis.
And it's called My Baby Just Cares For Me.
I'm in love, love, love. I found myself a sweetie, love's martini. Shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me. My baby don't care for stupid football. My baby don't mind spending hours at the shopping mall. He likes to buy me rings and other expensive things. He's sensible as can be. Because he worships me, my baby don't care who knows it. My baby just cares for me, and he's filthy rich. I'm so happy since the day I fell in love in a great big way. It's no surprise that someone loves me too. Well, would you
My baby's no J-Lo fan. He's not a Lady Gaga man. My baby just cares for me. Humble me. My baby don't care for Halle Berry. He'd rather have me to love and marry. Lindsay Lohan drove in a ditch. Paris Hilton is stinking rich. She's pretty, but what a
bonehead.
Such a bonehead. Don't worry about me and baby. Oh, my baby just cares for.
Yeah,
he knows what I'm there for. He thinks I'm perfect and he loves martini.
Shaken, not stirred.
My baby just cares for me.
Jamie, you know, one of the things we haven't done very often is given out information about the Barbershop Harmony Societies that we play a lot, which is the male organization, and that's a very easy website to go to. It's barbershop.org, and the Sweet Adelines, which is Martini is a member of, is this a little bit more difficult. It's Sweet Adeline, I-N-T-L, for international, .org. And then there's also Harmony Incorporated, which is another female organization. So there's three opportunities to get involved with a cappella music if you're listening to the show and you want to know how to go about that. There's chapters within a few miles of wherever you are.
Of everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. And all over the world. So check it out, and it's a great way to get involved because not everybody can go to Yale and sing with the Whiffin' Poofs.
That's true.
Or the Alley Cats.
Or the Alley Cats.
But you can almost... Everyone can get involved in one of those three organizations. If you're a guy, go to barbershop.org, and female, either Sweet Adelines or Harmony Incorporated. And we've featured both of those in the past.
And there's a lot of people who are out there who are used to singing college choruses or church choirs and are always looking to get into something. This is a great way to get into a great organization that has a lot of little intricacies that you can get involved in and,
sure.
and part of, and it's a really good thing.
And sing.
And sing, right.
Right. And age has nothing to do with it.
Nope.
We have the G20 chorus that we mentioned earlier has young men in it that are in their early teens.
That's correct.
All the way up to some of the more senior members like me that has
What's been... 95?
Almost. I've been in the society for over 51 years now.
Holy moly.
So there's lots of different opportunities and lots of different age groups, and nobody cares how old you are.
Nope.
Just as long as you want to have fun and sing. So check those out. That'd be great. We're going to end up with another Whiffin' Poof song.
Yes, this is... Haven't Met You Yet. It was made famous by Michael Bublé. And
Michael Bublé?
Yeah, Michael Bublé.
That was very good for you there.
Thank you. And most people who try to remake a song, it's kind of shaky, but they do a really excellent job with this song.
All right. And it's a great way to go out because the title, Haven't Met You Yet, we would like to meet you. So send us an email, drop us a note, text us, do something. Facebook.
On Twitter. We're on there, AMAC Show. So follow us there as well.
Well, we'll listen to Haven't Met You Yet, and then we'll let our closing take place without coming back. And so I'm Mike Maino.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Joe, after this song, tell them goodbye.
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up and then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought I'd thought of every possibility. Someday I know it'll all turn out. You'll let me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet.
Love, 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 love.
I might have to wait. I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll step out of nowhere and into my life. I know that we can be so amazing. Being in your life is gonna change me. Now I can see every possibility. Someday I know it'll all turn out. You'll let me work so we can work to work it out. Yeah, I promise you, kid, that I give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say all's fair in love and war, but I won't need to fight it. We'll get it right, yeah, we'll be united.
Oh,
you know it'll all turn out. You'll let me work so we can work to work it out.
Yeah,
I promise you, kid, that I give so much more than I get.
Tell them goodbye.
Tell them goodbye.